From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 3 months after the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded and sank to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, the oil industry says it now has a plan to address such disasters in the future. Four of the biggest companies, Chevron, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and Royal Dutch Shell, are putting up at least $1 billion. Their goal is to design and build what is essentially a giant oil cleanup machine. Their plan may or may not actually improve future cleanup efforts. Then again, that isn't the company's only objective, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The giant oil slick has left a huge stain on the reputation of the entire oil industry. Marvin Odom is president of Shell Oil, and even he says so.
The accident that has occurred, tragic accident that's occurred in the Gulf of Mexico, has changed the way the public, politicians, and even the companies look at this business. And it's a different perception of the risk involved in the business.
Odom says the disaster prompted the industry to consider better prevention mechanisms. And over the last month, a team of 40 engineers have been working on a system that would help contain oil in the event of future spills in the Gulf. The companies will fund a joint venture, which is developing the system of vessels, pipes, and subsea machines. They promise the system will be able to deploy within 24 hours and operate in waters nearly 2 miles deep under harsh weather conditions. When complete, the system will contain 100,000 barrels of spilled oil a day. The real significance of this partnership, however, may not be what it achieves technically, but what it signals to Washington. And the companies have been selling its ideas to the Obama administration and members of Congress.
Frankly, we have to restore the trust of the, you know, the government and the American public in this industry and what we can do and what we can do safely.
And Odom says he thinks if this group can prove it can be better at preventing blowouts and that it can react to contain any future disasters, the administration might be more likely to support lifting the ban on offshore drilling. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs today acknowledged the industry is addressing a gap that needed to be filled, but he also said the administration stands by the moratorium. Amy Myers Jaffe says she believes over time this partnership will ease the moratorium. She is director of Rice University's Baker Institute Energy Forum.
In the past, I've been very critical of the fact that there wasn't an existing technology initially on.
BP was caught flat-footed with no functional plan to cap or contain a broken well. But this move announced yesterday has changed Jaffe's attitude toward the rest of the industry.
In a country where leadership in corporations and on Wall Street have not responded with any kind of solutions to any of the problems that have come up in the last 2 or 5 years in American business, the fact that these companies in, you know, 60, 90 days are out here with an announcement of a $1 billion commitment to actually create a solution in a consortium fashion is pretty impressive.
She says it restores her faith that the industry is capable of engineering solutions to its own problems and that it cares. BP is not currently a part of this effort, but the companies say they expect it and many of the other oil and gas operators in the Gulf of Mexico to join the project. And Shell's Odom also says he expects the system will be up and running within the next year and a half. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.